News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
The sun has set on this year's G7 summit. Human rights in China, climate change, vaccines were all hotly debated. Shona Murray is Europe correspondent with Euronews. Shona, what key agreements, if any, did we get over the weekend?
Well, I think there's been a lot of criticism about some of the international agreements, in particular the one about vaccinations for poorer countries. There was an agreement on 1 billion vaccines for developing countries, where people like Gordon Brown and the WHO said that 11 billion are required. So that has fallen short. There are concerns from climate change groups that not enough has been pledged in that regard. But one interesting communique was in relation to China, because it's the first time we've seen a very unified approach and rebuking China for human rights abuses, whether it's in Xinjiang and the Uyghur community there, which people call a genocide, whether it's about the crackdown on Hong Kong protesters. And they also, Shade, interestingly, called for a transparent investigation into the origins of the coronavirus.
Brexit obviously was high on the agenda, and it seemed to be a case of Boris Johnson against the rest.
Yeah, that's right. I don't think anyone expected the Northern Ireland Protocol to dominate in the way that it did. The whole idea was that Boris Johnson, David Frost, Joe Biden would talk about that in the margins earlier on, so that it would be dealt with and wouldn't sort of cloud the rest of the past few days. And it really did, particularly, I suppose, from a Brussels point of view. Certainly when we were speaking to EU officials, they said the only thing they spoke to Boris Johnson about was the Northern Ireland Protocol. Then we heard from Emmanuel Macron about that sort of argument he had with Boris Johnson, where Boris Johnson said, well, compared Northern Ireland to Paris and Toulouse. And Macron said, well, it's not like Paris and Toulouse. It's separate slightly. So it did dominate. But and I suppose the worst thing about it was there was no resolution. It's still very much outstanding. And Joe Biden is here in Brussels today for a NATO meeting, and then tomorrow with EU leaders, where again it'll dominate. And I suppose everyone's on tenterhooks at the moment to see what the UK is going to do at the end of June, when we know the grace periods are set to expire on chill meats.
Did it make a big difference having Joe Biden there as opposed to his predecessor? I heard one commentator comparing it to having an adult in the room.
I think it's probably an understatement to say not the adult comment, sorry, but just that it did make a big difference, because, you know, we know that Joe Biden is a committed transatlanticist. He has been prioritizing, as a matter of foreign policy, reconnecting allies when it comes to NATO from a security perspective and a political perspective. And then obviously from a Brexit, because Trump was very much a supporter of Brexit. He doesn't like the EU, doesn't like multilateralism. And the whole objective of this G7 summit, not just for Joe Biden, but everyone, was to reinvigorate multilateralism. So from an EU point of view, they're sighing relief that Joe Biden was there to try to get on track Western alliances, particularly at the time when relations with Russia, Belarus and so on are at a really, really bad point.
OK, we will leave it there. Shona Murray, Europe correspondent with Euronews. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.